for our final segment to get the week off and rolling. Well, it's called the Richter scale, and it goes a little something like this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nate.
What the hell was that?
So, Alex, right before we started, he's looking at our fine piles that we've got there, and he just goes, we should be able to earn those back.
Yeah. Yeah, we got this dollar bill sitting in front of us, and I'm thinking like, man, I want these dollars. How do I earn these dollars back?
How?
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
We do. Because we at one point thought we would have a merit system with stickers, and that never happened.
Dollars, cash.
Yeah,
over,
although I still like the idea that we end up buying a bottle of booze with it at some point, so that would be fun, too.
That'll work, too.
Anyways, we're here for the Richter scale, and it's where I bring up the biggest news stories from the weekend, and Steve and Alex, they rate how big of an impact it had. We begin with Texas, who is back in the top 25, at least, after their win in the Red River Shootout over Oklahoma. That was such a shootout, it cost Mike Stoops his job as defensive coordinator for the Stooners.
Barney Rubble gone.
Who were averaging 420 yards a game against, as Lincoln Riley lets Mike Stoops go. Brother of longtime head coach Bob Stoops, Oklahoma were in the college football playoff last season, top in the Big 12, and now down a defensive coordinator. How big of an impact will this firing have on Oklahoma?
Do you get the sense that he really was looking for a reason to fire Stoops? Like, he didn't actually like having him around. He was a holdover. It's like, all right, I got to keep a Stoops around just to keep the boosters happy. He's like, please, please, somebody run up the score against us. And then it was, you know. Texas. And that's good. That works.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
Texas. Okay, they lost. All right, cool. Bye. And then Barney Rubble just storms off. Because that's what he does.
That's Dino.
Yeah, okay, that was a Dino.
You know just did the Dino, the dog.
Wasn't it a dinosaur? It's not even a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's a brontosaurus. But yeah.
How big of an impact is it going to have? Give me a number.
On Oklahoma?
I don't think their defense is going to be that impacted. It's still going to be a matter of it's the same guys. I mean, Stoops actually has been a darn good coordinator. So as far as what they'll accomplish this year, it still leans on Kyler Murray in the offense and making the occasional stop. I'll give it a 4.
They have one loss now. Doesn't it seem like pulling the trigger a little too quick, like to fire a defensive coordinator? Like, I don't know. Well, the impact, I think, is going to be big because he's the defensive coordinator. He's the guy who's been coaching the players all offseason, like most of their careers, and now all of a sudden he's gone in the middle of a season. I think it might mess things up even more than he's thinking it's going to. I think it could be like a 7.
Wow. All right. In the Pac-12 this weekend, Colorado remained undefeated after taking down ASU in Boulder. UW gave Chip Kelly another loss as the Bruins are 5-0. Wazoo had a reasonable number of rushing plays in a big win over Oregon State. And the Utes blow out Stanford at home 40-21 as Utah jumped out to a 21-0 lead and never looked back. How big of an impact does this weekend have on Oregon as they stayed home during their bye week?
Well, Washington State, obviously, with a victory, not a surprise because OSU is having all kinds of problems. Arizona knocking off Cal, south over north. Utah, south over north. That was pretty big. Washington being showed to be pretty vulnerable. I think it was a really good weekend for Oregon on a bye to have a couple of key teams around them lose. So I'll go 8.
Yeah, I'll stick with 8, like 8.5, because all they really need is Washington and Stanford to lose games, and you get one of those two. And honestly, like, you know, Washington might have been overlooking UCLA a little bit with Oregon coming up next, but I think they didn't look very good against UCLA, and UCLA is not a good football team. So I think Oregon has a lot of good things to take away from that weekend. So I think probably an 8.5. Yeah.
In UFC, Conor McGregor got back into the octagon to take on Khabib Nurmagomedov, won in the fourth round via submission. It seemed to many Conor never really had a chance in the fight, but it was all about what happened after that got everyone talking. As Khabib jumps into the stands to take on some McGregor supporters, and then some of Khabib's crew jumped into the ring, one of them landing a punch on McGregor, who McGregor also tried to punch. It was quite the kerfuffle. How big of an impact will the post-fight fireworks have on the UFC.
Oh, it's going to help them out a ton. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not sure how much we would be talking about even looking forward to a rematch because Conor McGregor is not a good fighter. Like, Conor McGregor keeps losing fights. And that's what we would be talking about right now if all that crap hadn't happened after the fight is, are we really going to watch another pay-per-view with Conor McGregor? And now, absolutely we will, because now there's a, you know, essentially WWE rivalry we're talking about here with, a lot of people were talking bad about it. I loved all that stuff after it. I think the sport needs it because boxing is boring. People don't want to watch boxing. And if you're trying to draw all those fans away from boxing and you're the UFC, you need some sort of excitement. Otherwise, it gets stale. I mean, you struck out with Ronda Rousey and now Conor McGregor is turning out to not be a very good fighter, losing all
the
time.
Go to a UFC fight and have the fighter fight you after.
I'm just saying, man. I thought it was exciting and crazy as heck. And in terms of affecting the UFC, it's going to keep people interested in them because we're talking about them today. So I think it's a 10.
The idiocy that keeps on giving.
Pretty much, yeah. Because yeah.
When you heard Dana White today on Jim Rome talking about how upset he was.
Liar.
I'm sure he's not thrilled, but he also had to get back in his limo and be like, well, whatever interest we were losing, we got it back, no matter how awful and WWE-like it looked. So the impact on a positive side, I would say it's probably a 9.